And so you waited for death in order to wake up, in order to find out whether you were strapped with spotted wings or surrounded by a glass jar. But it turns out you miss the mark. It is not life that is a dream. It is death that is a dream. Stranger still, it is not your dream. It is someone else's. You now recall that your dreams always had background characters, the crowds in the restaurant, the knots of people in the malls and the schoolyards, the other drivers on the road and the jaywalking pedestrians. Those actors don't come from nowhere. We stand in the background, playing our parts, allowing the experience to feel real for the dreamer. Sometimes we listen and pay attention to the plot of the dream. More often, we talk among ourselves and wait for our shift to end. He doesn't suspect that we're innocent of the journey. Then he begins to notice something. While he cannot stop us or hurt us, there's something that can. He's watching us turning to the smaller scales to battle our own leukemias, lymphomas, sarcomas, melanomas. He witnesses his subjects anointing themselves in chemotherapy, basking in the glow of radiation therapy. He watches his humans recklessly chewed up by the trillions of cells that constitute them, and God suddenly bolts up in his bed with a revelation. Everything that creates itself upon the backs of smaller scales will by those same scales be consumed.